I received your kind letter of the 17th Ultimo by Cato Cogshaw, had not the opportunity to see him.
That's Jeremy Markowitz, an autograph specialist at the Swan Auction Galleries in New York. Tomorrow, the galleries will auction a newly discovered two-page letter written by poet and ex-slave Phyllis Wheatley.
The ambition and thirst of dominion in some is designed as the punishment of the national views of others, though it bears the appearance of greater barbarity than that of the uncivilized part of mankind.
Wheatley was America's first published black poet. She was born in Senegal, West Africa. She was sold to John Wheatley of Boston in 1761. Wheatley was too sickly for hard labor and was taught to read and write.
Dutiful respects to Mr. Hopkins and family, and believe me to be your affectionate, P. Wheatley.
She published her first poem December 21st, 1767. At the young age of 30, Wheatley died alone and penniless. The starting bid for Wheatley's letter is $80,000.
We have a previously unknown, unpublished Phyllis Wheatley letter coming to auction. It's a tremendous find. We've not been able to find a single Phyllis Wheatley letter to ever come to auction before. And this is, it's exciting for both scholars and collectors. This letter and seven other known letters by her are written to Obor Tanner, who was a good friend of hers and a slave in Newport, Rhode Island. There are several reasons why this letter is of extreme importance, the most notable of which is the content of the letter. It's unusual to find material from African Americans of this time period discussing the American Revolution. This was the most important event happening, obviously, in 1776, and Phyllis Wheatley had a prime position to view it all. She actually lived just across the street from where the Boston Massacre happened and knew Sam Adams and many of the patriots of the day. The letter has been consigned to Swan Auction Galleries by a descendant of Amasa Walker. And Amasa Walker was a noted Massachusetts politician. He was one of the founders of the Free Soil Party, which was founded in the 19th century to oppose slavery in the territories, and a noted resident of North Brookfield, Massachusetts. He received the letter from Catherine Eads Beecher. Catherine kept them and cherished them. She was an abolitionist herself and was the sister-in-law of Harriet Beecher Stowe. Our hope, of course, is that this letter is, in fact, ends up in a museum or an institution, but the owner of the letter has decided to sell it in part to pay for her grandchildren's education, believe it or not. I can't give you the name, but the letter is consigned by a descendant of Amasa Walker who currently lives in Baltimore.
Jeremy Markowitz is an autograph specialist with the Swan Auction Galleries in New York. You can view Phyllis Wheatley's two-page letter by going to our website at npr.org.